Let me ask you something. What if every fear you've allowed to shape your decisions, every fear you've avoided, every fear you've tried to pretend wasn't there, suddenly became physical? Not metaphorical, not emotional, literal. Imagine waking up one morning and finding that every fear you've let guide your entire life, whether you admit it or not, has taken form in the world around you. A barrier you can see, a barrier you cannot ignore, a barrier you cannot walk through. This is Echoes from the Peak. So it begins before you even get out of bed. Your alarm goes off. You go to swing your legs over the side of the mattress, and there, just a few feet from you, blocking the doorway, is a wall. A smooth gray barrier stretching from the floor all the way to the ceiling. You haven't seen it before, but something in your body recognizes it instantly. It's the fear that you've been carrying for years. It's the fear, the one fear you've never named. The fear of change. It stands there, silent and heavy, and impossible to ignore. You move toward it. You test it with your hands, and it doesn't budge. It's cold, solid, unmoving. You turn to the other side of the room to try to take a different path. But there's another barrier there, too. This one, it's smaller, about knee-high, but still blocking you from moving freely. It's the fear of disappointing someone. You try stepping over it, but you can't. You see, these fears, the ones that you kept tucked away, now shape the architecture of your morning. You manage to find a path around them, shifting between narrow openings, and trying not to think too hard about what each of them represent. But once you leave your room, the world outside, it is something else entirely. You walk down the hall and see a fog. A thick, pale fog, resting at waist level. You can see through it, but your body tightens as soon as you step closer. This fog is the fear of rejection. Every time you've held back your words, every time you've avoided a difficult conversation, every time you've kept quiet because you weren't sure someone would stay. And then, as you head towards the front door, you see it. A steep incline rising in the middle of your living room. A hill carved out of nowhere, towering right in front of you. This is the fear of success. The fear of what would happen if things actually worked out. The fear of being seen. The fear of not being able to sustain what you've built. You stand at the base of that slope for a long moment, and you realize something very uncomfortable. You never thought of yourself as someone who was afraid, but the world around you tells a totally different story. As you step outside, the terrain grows a bit more complicated. The street you've walked down 1,000 times is now completely full of obstacles. Narrow passageways, locked doors, tunnels that are so tight you can't crawl through. Each one tied to a fear you've been living with for a long time. So long you didn't notice how much of your life it already controlled. You see a giant stone resting in the middle of your path, heavy, unmoving. This is the fear of confrontation. You see a thin, delicate bridge suspended over nothingness, beautiful, but trembling with every gust of wind. This is the fear of uncertainty. You see vines crawling across the ground towards your feet, slowly wrapping around your ankles as you walk. This is the fear of being alone. For years, these fears have shaped your decisions quietly. They now shape your world openly. And suddenly, the patterns become painfully clear. You didn't avoid certain opportunities because they weren't right. You avoided them because fear built a barrier you never tried to cross. You didn't walk away from certain situations because they were comfortable. You stayed because fear built walls that hid the exits. You didn't speak up in moments that mattered because fear created a narrowing in your path, convincing you that silence was safer. These barriers, they show you something that you never wanted to admit. That fear has been engineering your life, quietly, invisibly, consistently. Until now. But then, something strange happens. You come across a barrier that feels different than the others. It's tall. It's covered in cracks, trembling like it's barely holding itself together. This one represents the fear you've confronted before. A fear you pushed through once, even though it terrified you. And when you place your hand on it, the barrier gives way slightly, as if it remembers the strength you once had. And suddenly you understand a rule you didn't know existed. The fears you faced before are weaker now. They are breakable. They respond to courage. And they crumble when you push them. But the fears you've never faced, those stand tall and immovable. You feel something shift inside you, and an understanding that you don't have to break every barrier today. But you do need to stop pretending that they are not there. I think about that sometimes. How many people walk through life surrounded by barriers only they can see? And how many leaders hesitate because they don't know what to do, but because fear quietly builds walls that look like logic. Fear of failing. Fear of succeeding. Fear of being misunderstood. Fear of being seen too clearly. Fear of losing something comfortable. Fear of stepping into the unknown. All of these fears become the architecture of our lives. They determine what we reach for and what we avoid. They decide which doors we open and which ones we never touch. But here's the real truth that barriers reveal. Fear isn't meant to be ignored. Fear is meant to be understood. Because once you understand what your fear is protecting, you understand what matters most to you now. And once you see the barriers you've built, you can stop pretending they aren't shaping your life. And maybe the real question isn't about the barriers that appear in your life, but the ones that disappear when you finally choose courage over habit. That's today's echo. It fades here, but it's yours now. If every fear you've allowed to guide your life suddenly took physical form, what would your world look like? And more importantly, what would you finally choose to walk toward once you saw the path clearly? I'm Frank Mills, and this has been Echoes from the Peak.